Hello, Matthew and I will continue with Information Desk.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Josephine Bloomfield and Mrs. Valerie McGinn, for the used stamps. We will add them to Vision Norfolk's collection. Thank you, Mrs. Barbara Appleton, Mr. Alan Brownlee and Mr. Paul Spencer, for your kind messages. We are glad you enjoy the Chatterbox recordings and will pass on your comments to all our volunteers. Thank you, Mrs. Daphne Jones, for your message. We're sorry that you're having problems with the post. Unfortunately, we have also had some problems at this end, which might or might not be the cause. We will make a note so that we don't put you on temporary hold if the memory sticks are not returned. Please do listen to them and don't worry if they're late back to us. Thank you for your comments about our volunteers' good work as well.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk that are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Coffee mornings. Come along to Vision Norfolk's monthly coffee morning at the Bradbury Hub, held on the fourth Monday of the month from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Please contact Richard Polly on 01603 573000 if you would like to come along. The next session will be on the 27th of July.
Sailing with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Come and enjoy an afternoon of sailing on the Norfolk Broads. Whether you are already a sailing expert or have never been taken out before, you are welcome to come and give it a go. Sessions take place fortnightly on Thursdays from April to October. A minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. There is no charge for this minibus. The suggested donation for the sailing is £25, payable on the day to the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Please contact Helen or Mark to book your place by the previous Monday, 27th of July. And note that places are limited and must be pre-booked. The next sailing is on Thursday, the 30th of July. There are still places for these sessions, so do come along. We may be able to offer help with the payments.
In case you missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Digital skills. Thanks to a grant from the Department of Science, Innovation and Technology, Vision Norfolk has launched a new programme to support people with sight loss to gain digital skills. This includes accessible technology drop-in sessions at the Vision Norfolk Hub every Monday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We can support you with iPads and iPhones, Samsung phones and tablets, and Synaptic phones and tablets, and blind shell phones. If you are to have any questions, please contact Barbara Dunn on 01603 573000, extension 504, or you can email her at barbara.dunn, that's Dunn with two N's, at visionnorfolk.org.uk.
And now for this week's first care tip, understanding dementia. In the UK, an estimated 982,000 people are living with dementia, and around one-third of these individuals remain undiagnosed. The number of people affected by dementia continues to rise as people are living longer. In addition, approximately 70,800 people in the UK are living with young-onset dementia, where symptoms begin before the age of 65. Anyone who has a relative with dementia, is concerned that they or a loved one may be developing dementia, or would simply like to learn more about the condition, the Dementia Guide from the Alzheimer's Society is an excellent resource. This comprehensive 96-page booklet can be downloaded free of charge or requested in printed form from the Alzheimer's Society website at alzheimers.org.uk or by calling the Alzheimer's Society Dementia Support Line on 0333 150 3456. That's 0333 150 3456. The guide provides clear and practical information to help people understand dementia, including day-to-day coping strategies, ways to stay safe and well, and details of the support services and care options that may be available. Written in an easy-to-read format and carrying the NHS symbol on its front cover, the guide is a valuable source of information for anyone affected by dementia.
And this week's second tip, a listener kindly rang to share some helpful information with us and you, the listeners. Due to her limited sight, she had problems in the past with signing cheques. However, and with the help of her carer, she visited her bank, who arranged for her to have a stamp for signing her cheques. She said that it makes it much easier and hopes that our listeners would appreciate the useful information. We have found out a little more about similar aids to signing items. If you do have a stamp, you will, of course, need to keep it secure. You can also add a tactile dot to it so that you know your signature is not upside down. Also available are plastic template guides for checkbooks and small plastic credit card size signature cards with a gap in the card to help someone line up where you need to sign the check. We suggest that you contact your bank for help. Thank you to the listener for this helpful information. And that's all from Information Desk for this week.